This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, I'm just going to go right to it for the sake of time. How does the deep state push their agenda forward without America's politicians doing it for them? If you'd like to call in, yell at me, contend with me, tell me what the deal is. Bring something to the table that none of the rest of us have. Give me a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, the question is, how does the deep state push their agenda forward without America's politicians doing it for them? That's my question. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if it's not the left, then it's the right. If it's not the conservatives, then it's the liberals. If it's not the communists, then it's the right-wing extremists. And now we're hearing from many in the media of a deep state. A deep state, shadow government, special interest groups, etc. I mean, these demographics are created to give cover for crimes within and without concerning government, yet not without Washington's advocated consent, in hopes that they will never be exposed for their crimes. Luke 12:2. And by the way, this is why they have so many created groups warring one against another, that they might divide and conquer against one another, that that country may be overthrown. Now, folks, this only works when people in this country forget that we as a people and we the people are ruled by law. Read Romans 3:20 in Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Now, here is deep state defined. Okay, as described in 2013 by Mike Lofgren, a former Republican U.S. congressional aide, he said that the deep state is a hybrid association of elements of government and parts of top-level finance and industry that is effectively able to govern the United States without reference to the consent of the governed as expressed through the formal political process. In other words, circumventing Congress. Who is Congress? Congress is representatives of we the people. What was he making reference to here? He was making reference to the Declaration of Independence, that those that work for us drive their just powers from the consent of we the people. He is stating to us, and he's telling us, friends, and sharing with us the definition of what a deep state does and how it operates. They circumvent the people that they're to represent, and they implement that which is illegal. Now, for anyone familiar to the U.S. Constitution, you know that this has been going on in this country for a long, long time. There's no question about it. I mean, I'm not old enough to tell you concerning the times that we were told by certain individuals in Congress that there was communists in the United States government. And by the way, if you take that to the present, back from the 50s to the present, you'll find that there's over 90 self-proclaimed, admitted communists in American government today, which counters, by the way, which we were just told last week that over 78% of those that are to represent we, this people in this country, in federal government, they declare that they're Christians. You got some confused people, and you got confused people that are being destroyed because of their lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. But again, anyone familiar to the U.S. Constitution knows that this has been going on for a long, long time in this country. Now, here's my question, and this is what I want to hear from people on. What has the deep state been responsible for that the president or one of America's politicians hasn't already pushed through on their behalf? I'll say it again. What is the deep state, what has it been responsible for that the president or one of America's politicians hasn't pushed through on their behalf? Not saying that there's not other things waiting in the wings, friends, but the fact of the matter is, how do politicians get a checklist off on this one? How do they exempt themselves from the American people actually noticing that they are the ones responsible for working on what you now define out to be as the deep state? So I'll say it again. What has the deep state been responsible for that the president or one of America's politicians hasn't already pushed through on their behalf? This is, again, people playing the blame game. Listen to me carefully, okay? This is nothing more than the people playing the blame game. The deep state is just another name for what it is that the American people have allowed tyrants, aka deep state, shadow government, special interest groups, etc. to do. Jeremiah 5:31. I mean, because when we look to any group in this country, we can tell as to whose side they are when we look to the law. Read Exodus 32, verse 26. Because what it comes to is one demographic is law-abiding, or individually. One is law-abiding, and the others are lawbreakers. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. So therefore, it's simple. And the problem today is that there are very few that even make reference to the law that they might know the difference to make distinction between what is legal and what is illegal. Remember that the deep state can only do what the people allow them to do. It's just another name for another demographic, friends, another population of people, another group of people, so they can use them, folks, to continuously divide the American people one against another. Again, remember that the deep state can only do what the people allow them to do. Shut down your favorite politicians that advocate for un-American policies by special interest groups, again, shadow government, so on and so forth. You shut down the deep state. And again, I ask, what is it that the deep state has done or can do without politicians pushing their agenda through? And I'm here to tell you, nothing. They can come up with different names for all of these groups that they create all day long. Again, special interest groups, deep state, shadow government. Folks, what is it that they have meant to implement that has not been implemented by a politician in the United States of America? When you shut down corrupt politicians, you shut down shadow government, you shut down the deep state, you shut down special interest groups, because they can't do without your consent what they do, and if you catch them doing it, then you lawfully deal with them, so there's no more of that.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud to supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. I'm asking the American people, how does the deep state push their agenda forward without America's politicians doing it for them? I mean, folks, it's difficult to free fools from their chains that they so revere, isn't it? Because what happens is, as I started the show off, I said, if it's not the left, then it's the right that the media is pushing to divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. If it's not the conservatives, then it's the liberals that they're warring against one another. If it's not the communists, then it's the right-wing extremists that are warring one against another. If it's not the blacks against the whites, folks, that are warring against another, and they fail to find another group to divide and conquer, what are they going to do? They survive off the ignorance of the American people. Folks, there is no left. Folks, there is no liberals. Friends, the communists need to be dealt with. I love to say this. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. There wouldn't be communists. There wouldn't be crimes within the church and within the government. There just wouldn't be. And now the new one that we're hearing a whole lot about today is the deep state. Ooh, the deep state. Who are they? They're shadow government, they're special interest groups. But the question that I lay to your candor, friends, is how do they do what they do without the help of your politicians? How does the deep state push their agenda forward without America's politicians doing it for them? They can't. period. Now, I'm not saying that there's not powers that be that are on the outside. There's no question that they are. I can tell you firsthand, from firsthand experience, for the last 15 years of my ministry, it happens on a weekly basis, if not a daily basis. But the fact of the matter is, when they come, I deal with them. And I'm going to continuously deal with them. And if they're breaking the law, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure I can find a law that stands against their lawlessness. And if it comes to me finding out who they are, which sooner or later I will, I'm going to bring it to their front door. And I'm not trying to be a hard guy. I'm just living out my Christian walk in this life the way that our forefathers, the Puritans, did. Because if even their neighbors, concerning our forefathers, the Puritan preachers, folks, if anyone dared violate the smallest jot or the smallest tittle of any law found in the U.S. Constitution, they would have you in court. They would take it to your front door to make sure that it would never happen again. Why? Because of their love for the freedoms. And why did they do that, friends? Why did they magnify the law against the crime? Because they understood the price paid to give those freedoms. They understood the methods and how it was established by bringing forth the law and magnifying the law, Psalm 40, verse 8. They understood that Christ came into the world to magnify the law against crime. What do you think was the fallout, friends? What do you think the reason was that men began to repent? That was his message. What did they repent from? They repent from their sin. What is their sin? A violation of God's moral law. What was Christ magnifying against their sin? The law. So was John the Baptist. That's what they were doing in the Jordan when they were baptizing each other. Confessing their sins one before another. In a positive, why did they do that? So they would hold each other accountable. To walk in truth, to walk in righteousness, to bear the fruit of Jesus Christ, which is in all truth, righteousness, and goodness. I'm just asking the question, how does the deep state push their agenda forward without America's politicians doing it for them? Furthermore, who is the deep state? Who are they? And the question that I'm laying to your candor is, how do they get their agenda pushed forward onto the American people without the consent of Americans and their politicians? And as I just said, friends, the deep state is just another name for what it is that the American people have allowed tyrants, a.k.a. deep state, shadow government, special interests, to do. Because they themselves are unwilling to deal with them. People know in this country that abortion is illegal. They know for the government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb is illegal. Your conscience tells you that. And conscience means with knowledge. Now, I can bring light to your conscience by telling you exactly what the word says in Exodus 20. Thou shalt not kill. And we know that love is the interpretation of the law, and we know that love is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is the fulfilling of the law, because we know that love worketh no ill. We know this. And we also know it tells us in Proverbs 6:17 that hands that shed innocent blood, God hates. Well, so do I. So do those that are born of the Spirit of God. This is why we had over 650,000 people protesting the government this last week for them sanctioning what they know is illegal. Nobody on this globe has a right to kill the innocent baby in their womb. Okay, don't tell me about how it's a fetus, because what are you now? You're a grown-up fetus, okay? Don't sit there and try to use your little baseless talking points when common sense usurps them. You know as well as I do, the government has no business sanctioning murder. As a matter of fact, their purpose is to restrain men from sin, not to advocate and teach others how to commit the sin through the act of murder. But the people let them do it, so guess what they did? They did it. And the list goes on and on and on and on with lawlessness that takes place in this country. You know, the fact of the matter is, the deep state is what even the current administration is producing on the behalf of corrupt fruits, but yet people won't face it because they like the present administration too much to actually confront him or call him out for what in fact he is doing, contrary to the U.S. Constitution and its enumerated laws. Matter of fact, I can take you to it right now. President Trump vowed in a video message to March for Life on Friday to veto any legislation that weakens the protection of human life, right? He said, if they send any legislation to my desk that weakens the protection of human life, I will issue a veto and we will have the support to uphold these vetoes. Trump said in the message displayed to a crowd gathered for the annual anti-abortion march in Washington. Also keep in mind, friends, the media is there to browbeat anybody that advocates life, right? And the good people in America, they have submitted to their browbeatings by allowing corruption to murder 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day in the womb. Just think about that. And they don't want you getting too radical as they are living out that which is way beyond being radical. They're murderers, friends. And look at how the good people in America act towards murders. They're doing things lawfully and upright, they think. They think it's okay to just let them go ahead and kill babies at will. And there's nothing that they can do about it. No, really, what it comes down to is most don't want to do anything about it. But again, sticking with what's going on here, friends, Donald Trump vowed in a video message to March for Life on Friday to veto any legislation that weakens the protection of human life. That's absolutely interesting. He said, every child is a sacred gift from God, Trump said in the message. As a matter of fact, Vice President, creepy President Pence, spoke in person at the march, calling Trump a champion for abortion opponents. As a matter of fact, President Donald Trump is the most pro-life president in American history, Pence told the crowd, in hopes that you'll actually believe what he has to say. Who are they working for, friends? I'm just curious. It's not for life. It's not for those little babies, that those sacred gifts that Donald Trump was talking about that are in the womb. No. Donald Trump is the most pro-life president in American history, Pence told the crowd. That's crazy. Now, this all being said in the hopes that no one is actually paying attention to what, in fact, he just did concerning abortion. You remember this? CNSNews.com reported February 9th, 2018, last year, despite promising to defund Planned Parenthood, President Donald Trump signed a budget Friday, which was passed by the Republican-led Congress, that fully funds the nation's largest abortion provider. Blood money. Mob money. In a letter to pro-lifers during the election, Trump and Vice President Mike Pence said, I am committed to defunding Planned Parenthood as long as they continue to perform abortions and relocating and reallocating their funding to community health centers that provide comprehensive health care for women. Well, the budget provides more funding for community health centers, friends, that also fully funds Planned Parenthood. In other words, what he's saying is pay attention to what I just said. Don't pay attention to what I'm actually doing. I'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA. USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Congressional negotiators have 3 weeks to come up with a border security plan that President Trump will approve or the government will shut down on February 15th. New York Democratic Congressman Gregory Meeks on the Foreign Affairs Committee tells CNN the House and Senate members will approach the talks differently than the president.
They cannot just stand behind the president when he's talking just about a campaign promise that he knew he could not live up to in the first place, because the Mexicans will not pay for this wall, and the wall, as he has depicted it, is not something that will keep America secure.
In Denver, EPA attorney Matt Castelli urges Colorado Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette to do what she can to ensure there won't be another shutdown.
Please support legislation to take shutdowns off the table and take federal employees off the table as bargaining chips. We can't take this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If a preacher doesn't make you half angry, it means he's not doing his job. Friends, common sense comes into play here as to what we're talking about. How does the deep state push their agenda forward without America's politicians doing it for them? They can't. And I'm asking someone to call in and define the deep state for me. 1-866-582-9933. Your silence speaks volumes, let me tell you. It is difficult to free fools from chains they revere. Folks, one of the things I'm also saying, friends, is how is it that the deep state does what it does without the consent of the people? How does the deep state do the things that they do without their favorite politicians or politicians in general pushing through their agenda for them? They can't. So, who is the deep state? The deep state is merely another name for what it is that the American people have allowed tyrants to do. Through these organizations and these agencies and these bureaucracies that have been created. I mean, no wonder why people talk about Bigfoot. And it reminds me of Bigfoot, speaking of which. Isn't it interesting, the pictures of Bigfoot, friends? We were out in Payson, Arizona last year. We were out there the year before that as well. We were talking to the senators and congressmen in Arizona out there in Phoenix. And we went up to Payson when we actually did an event up there. And the big thing out there was Bigfoot sightings. And every time you ask to see a picture, it's always at a distance. It's always cracked. The picture's always cracked up, or so is the film. and you just can't make heads or tails of it. No, of course not. They got people chasing shadows. And that's exactly what they have here. Who is the deep state? There's no doubt there's special interest groups. There's no doubt there's a shadow government, friends. But they can't do the things that they do without the American people allowing corrupt politicians to push forth their illegal agenda in the first place. And I was just highlighting the fact that President Donald Trump vowed in a video message to March for Life on Friday to veto any legislation that weakens the protection of human life. He said, if they send any legislation to my desk that weakens the protection of human life, I will issue a veto and we will have support to uphold these vetoes. Oh, you'll have support to uphold these vetoes. Really? That's amazing how that works, Donald Trump. He said, every child is a sacred gift from God. Yes, they are. They're fearfully and wonderfully created. He's true. He's true in his saying here. Creepy Pence said, as he spoke in person at the march, calling Trump a champion for abortion opponents. He said, President Donald Trump is the most pro-life president in American history. But it's interesting how he didn't put a stop to it when he got into the People's White House. And again, this is all being said in hopes that no one actually pays attention to what, in fact, he just did concerning abortion. CNS News reported February 9th, 2018, despite promising to defund Planned Parenthood, President Donald Trump signed a budget Friday which was passed by the Republican-led Congress that fully funds the nation's largest abortion provider. Wow, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Trump and Vice President Mike Pence said, I am committed to defunding Planned Parenthood as long as they continue to perform abortions and reallocating their funding to community health centers that provide comprehensive health care for women. Now, while the budget provides more funding for community health centers, it also fully funds Planned Parenthood. In fact, Trump has signed multiple continuing resolutions that fully fund Planned Parenthood despite his campaign promise to defund it. Now, I want you to listen carefully as so you might learn as to how these snakes operate in the night. Keep in mind, they crucified Jesus at night illegally as well, okay? The bill was passed in the wee hours of the night, okay? Same thing with the Unpatriot Act after September 11, 2001. Those that passed the bill by signing it were complaining that they just had 7 hours to read the 2,232-page bill. That's the length of two Bibles, said Representative Rod Blum from Iowa. Senator Rand Paul said, which almost no one read. Wow, that kind of counters a little bit as to what Donald Trump is saying, isn't it? Now I got a question for you. Was it the deep state? Was it shadow government? Was it special interest groups that was responsible for signing this bill? Or was it Donald Trump? I'm just curious. 1-866-582-9933. I just want to know, who signed it? Okay. Jesus used to ask questions when people knew what they were asking him, trying to catch him in his words. He began to ask them questions. And so it is with me today. Note, he already fully funded Planned Parenthood last year, which was hidden in the $1.3 trillion National Security Omnibus Bill, which aids and abets America's enemies within and without. Did you know that? This was the bill that they were highlighting, confronting Donald Trump with what he did rather than what he said he was going to do. Okay? This was also passed on the weekend of March for Our Lives rallies. By the way, permits were applied for months before any alleged school shooting took place in Florida. And we're talking about the school shooting in Florida there, where we still have yet to receive any film footage, 70 cameras in the school, concerning what took place in that school. Well, you may ask yourselves why this may be. What's going on? They don't want to release the film footage, friends, because it contradicts eyewitness accounts. That's why. Okay? Oh, and by the way, speaking of shootings, we have the self-proclaimed pro-Second Amendment president who stated after that school shooting took place, take the guns first, go through due process second. Now, he has also illegally banned, since then, bump stocks. Okay? Now, I got a question for you. Did the deep state, did shadow government, did a certain group of people, friends, make bump stocks illegal? Or was that Donald Trump that did it? I don't care who he's working for. We know that he's not working for us. Okay? Keep that in the back of your mind, because I'll close that question with an answer as well. Friends, do yourselves a favor and don't forget that while most Americans are fast asleep concerning this administration, that again, 26 states have passed 55 gun control measures. All blaming that school shooting in Florida. The first 500 days of Donald Trump's administration. Now, I got a question for you. Did the deep state do that? Did shadow government do that, friends? Or did Republican governors, a majority of them, do that? I'm just curious, in 26 different states. I mean, if you want me to play the fool for a moment, I'll do that. But no, before the end of the show, I'm not going to be playing the fool. I'm going to be pointing my fingers at the fools that are taking these people for face value. Who is the deep state? Friends? Who is the shadow government? How do they get their agenda pushed through without the help of politicians in Washington, D.C.? They can't. They can't. Did you know that Donald Trump's nominee for attorney general, this is how bad things are becoming in America today. Did you know that Donald Trump's nominee for attorney general, William Barr, he's a gun confiscation advocate. Did you know that? He advocates disarming the American people. Read Luke 11, 21 through 22. Well, I want to say this. Neither did most of the American people know that Donald Trump's nominee for attorney general, William Barr, is an anti-gunner, and he's for gun confiscation. Most people didn't know that. Now, most people didn't know that because the conservatives and Christians of the day that should have been made known to their neighbors, making them aware of the fact as to the information that I'm giving you right now, they were too busy trying to find something to highlight what their champion did in belittling his created opposition, namely Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. See, they're caught up into the little gossip game. They want to, oh, look at Trump just said about Nancy. Look at Nancy just said about Trump. Look at Chuck Schumer just said about Donald Trump. Oh, look at that. Look at the media reporting this. Look at Donald Trump just said about Nancy and Chuck Schumer. Yeah, man, you go, man. He's our champion, isn't he, Americans? He is definitely our champion. Is he? Really? Just the other day, I was highlighting that Donald Trump's nominee for the attorney general is, in fact, an anti-gun confiscation advocate. And online, a follower of mine wrote me off as fake news for telling him that. Christian conservative, he calls himself. I responded with, well, see for yourself. Here's the evidence right here. So what does he respond with? He unfriends me and says that you have one less friend. Really? Hey, friends. I said back to him with friends like you, who needs enemies, man? It's exactly right. These people have departed from principle. They are giving strength to tyranny at every step. Well, not enough evidence of the hypocrisy taking place in Donald Trump's administration. Well, the American people have been diverted in keeping their eyes on the southern border, and rightly so, concerning illegal immigrants coming across. Do your best to forget about America's said representatives, friends, that are illegally alluring them into your country. Keep in mind, you're paying for it. But in the meantime, point man and pro wrestlers Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer have heated up over a wall that was promised that he is yet to be built. Wow. And speaking of diversion, I'm going to get to another point. Hey, friends, got a question for you. Who is the deep state? Who is shadow government? It's the people that tolerate their representatives.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
I think today's show has been pretty much self-explanatory. We're talking about how does the deep state push their agenda forward without America's favorite politicians doing it for them? They can't. So then, who's the deep state? Let me take it a step further. Is there a deep state? We know that politicians work for special interest groups. They can call themselves the deep state. They can call themselves shadow government, whatever the case is. But my point is how many groups do they need to create before people in this country take responsibility and deal with corrupt politicians? That's my point. I want to go on to another point here because we're talking of diversion. Well, people were diverted with the confirmation hearings of Brett Kavanaugh. By the way, do you remember when this first came out? I said it's nothing but diversion. And I said at the end of the day, no one's going to be prosecuted for anything. Well, not only that, friends, nobody was prosecuted for making accusations against Brett Kavanaugh. He's a creepy joker, too. It's interesting. Once he got in there, what did he do? He began to advocate for more abortion. Just like that of Donald Trump. Just tell people what they want to hear, right? But did you know that several of his accusers are now coming forward and saying it was all fabricated? Why would they do something like that? Well, nobody's going to do something like that if they thought they were going to get in trouble. Remember envelopes were being passed around during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings? What was in those envelopes? Folks, it was nothing but pro wrestling at its very worst, once again. But his accusers are now coming forward and saying it was all fabricated. Why would they do that? Because they needed another diversion. Now, speaking again of diversions, while people were diverted with the confirmation hearings of Brett Kavanaugh, what was going on behind closed doors? What was really happening is the USMCA was advanced in place of NAFTA. On November 30th, 2018, President Trump, along with the Prime Minister of Canada and the President of Mexico, signed the United States-Mexico-Canada USMCA trade agreement. Trade is in quotes, by the way, because the document isn't about trade. It's all about setting up global government. An agreement is in quotes because the document is a treaty, and that invokes the two-thirds ratification requirement of Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution. Wait a second. So they got rid of NAFTA. Remember that was a bad deal, said Donald Trump? And he said his deal was a lot better. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. He always uses these words that are sensationalized, embellished, blown out of proportion. Very unpresidential. Never makes reference to the law. Never shuts down or prosecutes criminals or the crimes of the criminals. Nope. He just keeps going forward because his worshipers are so busy trying to find what they like about Donald Trump, rather than correcting themselves and dealing with the corruption within the new administration. On November 30th, 2018, Donald Trump, along with Prime Minister of Canada, total homo, folks, whoa, you want to talk about an effeminate, Muslim-worshipping Prime Minister that is destroying his country and soon his people. There you have it. It's happening here too in America. The attacks are just not as obvious as that in Canada right now. But Donald Trump, along with the Prime Minister of Canada and the President of Mexico, signed the United States-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement, USMCA. It's not about trade. It's all about setting up global government, and they have your eyes fixed on a wall. Yep, that's right. That's what's happening. Hey, folks, the USMCA, was it Deep State that signed off on it? Or was it Donald Trump that signed off on it? It's a global initiative, no question about it, no doubt about it. But who signed it? Donald Trump did. Who's the Deep State? Who's the shadow government, friends? Who are special interest groups? You know what's more astounding is that I could not find one Christian or conservative outlet outside of the ones referenced that I already made reference to. CNS, forgive me. To call out Trump for his criminal transgressions, I couldn't find a one online, friends. I thought the media was set against him. I thought the media couldn't stand him. I thought the left hated his guts. No, he's pushing the agenda forward. See, this is all smoke and mirrors. Keeping your eyes on his left hand while with his right hand he's signing away America's sovereignty. Was it the deep state that signed it off? No, it was Donald Trump. Folks, I've never seen so much hypocrisy, Matthew 23, verse 3, in all my life. And what's worse is that it is the people refusing to deal with them that are further enslaving them, 2 Peter 2:19. I mean, if this were any other administration doing what this administration is doing to the people today, these same people would be up in arms. They would be out on the street protesting, believe it or not. And they would be protesting and justifying what the law says if it was somebody else. But now they're silent, showing you who they really are. Showing you that they are the hypocrites that we are calling out even now on the radio. I mean, Donald Trump supporters, seriously, they have their eyes tightly closed, their fingers on their eyeballs. They have their ears securely plugged to refuse the truth from getting in, because refusing the truth in which exposes the darkness in their favorite politicians. John 3:20. Remember what Edmund Burke said? He was right. Kings will be tyrants by policy when subjects are rebels from principle. Kings will be tyrants by policy when subjects are rebels from principle. So the subjects have nobody to blame. They worship the king. That means them to destroy them. And it reminds me of King Herod when the people said, this is the voice of a god. This is the voice of a god. Oh, by the way, the false prophets across the United States of America are advocating what I'm telling you right now, comparing him to Cyrus. That's how distorted and debased and reprobate these false prophets are. And by the way, they're not highlighting. And if I found a prophetic ministry across the United States, if I could just find one that will point out sin and preach against it, I'll be the first one to say, hey, listen, if you're in this state, go to that church. I can't find them. Now, I'm not saying that they're not people doing it. They're probably a little church hidden out in the back of the country somewhere. Probably the best church in the world to go to, by the way. Not those big churches where everybody goes and they just love their pastors. Yep. That which is esteemed the most by the people is most hated by God, you can rest assured. Kings will be tyrants by policy when subjects are rebels from principle. I got a question. Who's the deep state? Who's shadow government? I mean, some of you lunatics out there that are listening to me right now, you talk about things that don't even exist. You spend your whole lives like that of chasing Bigfoot, and you never can find him. Why? Because he's not there. That's why. You're chasing shadows. They're using mirrors to deflect. They have you going on this road and that road. Having you going north, south, east, and west, and you're confused, you're spinning out of control. Listen, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Fix your eyes on Christ. Matthew 11:28. Because all this other stuff, you giving time to it and you taking heed to it is the very reason that you're confused today. And what does it feed into, friends? Fear. Fear of the unknown. Well, how about serving God, the known? In the fear of the Lord, a filial fear, in serving Him. Hey, folks, the enemies of the Constitution and Republic are encouraged by the weak-minded sheep that follow in close pursuit to every lie that is told to them. And what's worse is they sit there and act as if they are the ones that are writing their opinions while the facts testify against themselves. They're fools. Nothing short of it. They're fools. Like their King Donald Trump said, what I have to repent or ask forgiveness of if I'm not making any mistakes, said Donald Trump. Whoa. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, 1 John 1:8. And the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from unrighteousness, all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar and his word is not in us. So I got a question for you in ending. Who do Donald Trump's followers sound more like? Donald Trump or Jesus Christ? Because when you tell them the truth, they act more like the Pharisees and the Herodians that had crucified Christ when they were saying and shouting out, stirring up the people to move and have Christ crucified when they said, we have no king but King Caesar. Denouncing the light that they had, the Christ, and taking on the darkness. And why? Because they hate the light and they love darkness. Friends, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach. We appreciate your trust. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.